Look, I remember a few years ago seeing the video of a bloke climbing up the stairs at Unanderra train station, and this gentleman had no legs.
Wow.
And there has been so much uproar about the fact that Unanderra train station, one of the few in the Illawarra, that doesn't have a lift for people that need it.
It's beyond ridiculous in 2018.
Well, you know what?
Seriously.
You don't just have to, you know, have a disability. You could have kids in a pram.
That's what I was going to say.
You have all sorts of stuff. They really should have a lift. But that video was incredible. And the bloke who was actually doing that climb is a fella who is now dreaming about competing at the Paralympics in the triathlon. His name is Toby Linden. He's been living out of his car down in Canberra because he's training at the AIS. Toby, mate, are you still in that car? What's going on?
No, I'm not in the car at the moment. So I had a car crash. The steering wheel was caught in my prosthetics and I went straight through a corner, took out a lamppost. So I've moved into emergency accommodation type thing in Canberra.
That's all happening whilst you're trying to achieve your dream of competing at the 2020 Paralympics.
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you trying to train for, mate?
So I've been training in triathlon, which is in the hand cycle, and the race wheelchair, and then a swim leg as well.
It's no easy feat.
No, not at all. But it's a little bit hard because you actually need a flash set of wheels to compete. Then there's a crowdfunding page that's been set up. Try and get you some moolah, Toby.
Yeah, a couple of your friends have set up on.
Well, that's good, because those things don't come cheap. A race chair, how many thousands of dollars are we talking, mate?
Yeah, I think for a race chair, like, fully customised, a little comfortable and most appropriate, probably somewhere around 20, 25,000.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lot of
big coin. Dollars.
And then, so you're obviously too not in the Illawarra at the moment. You're down in Canberra training so that you can actually compete in the triathlon. So how many hours are you putting in a week?
Well, I have been putting in 6 or 7 days a week, then an hour or two a day. So
tough thing that a lot of people don't realise is for athletes with a disability, there's just not the funding there. Like, it's not even close to what able-bodied athlete gets, not to mention the endorsement deals that able-bodied athletes gets. A lot of para-athletes, you basically have to be guaranteeing that you're going to win a gold medal going to the Olympics to be fully funded.
Really? So other than that, you've got to pay for it yourself?
Yeah, you pay. It basically scales down with how well you might achieve to how much you have to contribute yourself.
What?
Like, it's
makes it tough,
it's not fair.
It?
But
no, and especially when your equipment is $30,000 just
insane.
To compete.
So if people want to donate to the cause, mate, how do they help out to try and get you this chair so we can see you in 2020?
Yeah, so the GoFundMe page is called Wheels for Toby, I think wheelsoftoby.org is the website.
We'll put a link up on our website for you, and then that way people can go via that.
Toby, good luck with the training, mate. Don't eat too much Christmas pudding over Christmas, because you got your first triathlon coming up in February. You don't want to put on any kilos.
Yeah, exactly.
And best of luck with it, mate. We've got our fingers crossed that we do see you in action in 2020, all right?
Excellent. Thanks a lot, yeah.